Hi there, this is Rie Jose of riejose.com. This is my first solo podcast, and I'm going to tell you about the Cebu Blog Camp 2010. So last weekend, I was in Cebu to participate and talk at the first ever Cebu Blog Camp. So this is the first of its kind in Cebu. It was held at the CAP Auditorium in Cebu City, and it was organized by a group of very young and energetic Cebu bloggers. So it was led by one of my very good friends, Winston Almendras, who's actually from Davao City but stayed in Cebu for quite some time and helped out the bloggers there organize themselves to form a group. So he coordinated with John Mendoza, who's just 19 years old, but already a very popular photo blogger. So the other organizers are Brian Newson, Ethelbert Uano, Doy Buenviaje, Sinjin Pineda, Jeremy Tampos, Ryan Gilig, X Bernades, and the fabulous Christine Roa, the only female in the group. So as I've said, they're a very young group, but they were very, very impressive at the way they handled the event. They tried very hard, and they succeeded in being very professional and having a very good event. So for the entire day of May 22, we spent a lot of time at the CAP Auditorium listening to a lot of speakers on various topics. The theme of the event was actually blogging, expressions, and opportunities. So we began the day with speaker Eileen Apollo, who is the Google country representative. She talked about blogging with using Blogger and how to use AdSense. Well, a lot of the participants already had blogs, but the really interesting part of Ate Eileen's talk was the use of the Blogger template designer, which I found to be very, very interesting for a lot of us who have been using Blogger for a long time but has not been able to use customized templates due to our lack of skills or knowledge of CSS. So I am already starting to edit or to change a template of some of my blogs using the template designer. So if you do have a blog spot or you use Blogger, go to draft.blogger.com instead of your usual login at blogger.com. And then the next speaker was the very young, also very young, Mika Rodriguez, also from Manila. She talked about blogging 101. She had a very interesting talk, and she was able to interact with the audience, asking some of them what their blogs are about, their niche, and why they started blogging. She had very good practical tips for newbie bloggers. And then up next was John Mendoza, one of the organizers. He is a photo blogger. So he talked about, naturally, he talked about photo blogging and video blogging. He gave very practical photography 101 tips, the use of aperture and white balance. I really did not understand a lot because it was technical for me, but it was very helpful in some ways because there were some parts which I was able to understand. And he also gave some tips on basic video blogging. And then the last speaker for the morning sessions was Miss Janet Toral of Digital Filipino. She talked about being an influential blogger. So I guess her topic was the shift from being just a personal blogger or being blogging just about yourself and your emotions and your feelings and your experiences to actually using your blog for something else. She mentioned the stages of being a blogger or actually of being a communicator, no? And she said that we all start from hating the world. and then you begin to hate your life and yourself. And then as you mature or as you progress, you start to like yourself, and then you move on to liking other people. And then the final stage would be thinking that life and the world in general is great. So it's very interesting, and she gave really good tips on how to improve as a blogger, you know, using resources, networking with people, improving your blog and your blog posts. And I actually loved that talk. And then we had lunch. And then after lunch, I had the task of being one of the speakers, which really scared me to death because, you know, speaking right after lunch, people have a tendency to be sleepy. But I don't think they slept at all or they were sleepy. I do think some of them were kind of bored, though. But I talked about blogging in the community and for the community. So I talked about utilizing blogs and blogging for community building. I related the story of Davao Bloggers, how the group was formed, and why it was formed also, and what has happened since we formed the group formally last December. So I think I gave some really useful tips or some things that people can think about regarding blogging and how they can use their blogs and blogging to factor in or to contribute something to their communities, and how to be a good blogger in general, which was further developed by, you know, Juned Sunido, the Juned Sunido, who gave a talk on blog ethics. It was very, very cryptic, and a lot of people's noses actually bled, you know. But it's also very Juned. One thing that I do remember and really, really took to heart was Juned saying that, you know, as a blogger, you have to know the rules. You have to know what other people are thinking, what they think is proper and correct. And you also have to know when to challenge those rules, when to challenge the status quo, when to question things. The next speaker was Wilson Nang. He's a very popular Cebu blogger. As a businessman, he gave a very good talk about creating your brand as a blogger. He gave some tips regarding marketing yourself and your blog and projecting an image and maintaining that image as a blogger for the specific niche that you are working on. And, you know, he gave tips from, you know, how to choose your image, how to form your niche, or how to target a specific market. It's very, very interesting. It's like marketing your blog, but in a more personal, non-SEO manner. After Wilson Nang, the speaker was JV Fernandez. You know, I have heard JV and listened and saw JV give different sorts of talks about blogging, but this was the very first time that I saw him really, really very passionate and animated. His talk was surprisingly about blogging for an advocacy. Usually when we talk about blogging for an advocacy, it's about education, you know, specific needs of a specific sector of society. But JV actually talked about his diving adventures, you know, and the videos he took while he was diving, and how all this helped him be an advocate of preserving biodiversity in the Philippines. A lot of the participants were actually very shocked at some of the things that JV related regarding our biodiversity. Well, I actually already know some of this, but it was refreshing to hear it from another person's point of view. And, you know, JV was very infectious, that my seatmate, Chick Montes, actually wanted to start learn how to dive right then and there, just so she could, you know, see all those interesting organisms that JV was talking about. So I give two thumbs up to JV for the very passionate talk on biodiversity. I could have never done anything like that passionately. I loved it. I really, really loved the talk. After JV came Tonio Cruz. He talked about blogging and citizens journalism, and he focused a lot on how bloggers are referred to as new media. And he was urging everybody to actually offer something new, to be different from traditional media or from mainstream media. So he focused on how new media has to be new and unique and offer something different to give news that is different from what mainstream media is already feeding the public, to offer news in a fast manner and to offer it accurately. And then finally, we had Hans Koch, who talked about installing WordPress and how to do basic SEO. So SEO stands for search engine optimization. I've actually heard Hans talk before during WordCamp 2008. And he's a really good speaker who gives very practical tips on using WordPress as content management system. And his talk at CBC or Cebu BlogCamp was the same. Meaning to say, it was very insightful. It gave very practical tips. I did not really understand a lot because, again, it was too technical for me. But a lot of people were really interested in search engine optimization, and I think they were very much satisfied with what Hans was able to give. So, all in all, you know, we finished at like 6 p.m., but I don't think anybody complained because it was a very good event, you know, for newbie bloggers and even for those who have been blogging for a long time, because it offered a lot of different perspectives on blogging, you know, new things that they can apply. Some are very practical. Some are, you know, things that they have to think about. And I think that it helped them a lot, not just in, you know, the technical parts or technical aspects of blogging, but, you know, improving how they write, and they're getting a new perspective when it comes to blogging. So there were, you know, needless to say, there were some minor problems, being that it was the first time that the event was going to happen. But I think the organizers also learned a lot. And, you know, the volunteers were very hardworking, very, very energetic group of young kids. And I really like the fact that, you know, CBC was organized by a group of young people, because it makes me be hopeful that, you know, there's a lot in store for the Philippine blogging community. So it's also a good event in a way that I met a lot of new people, new friends. So I met, of course, a lot of people from Cebu. Iggy, who's the president of the Cebu Blogger Society, and some of his members. I also met Junel of Iloilo. They're having the Visayas Blogger Summit sometime in November. And then, of course, I was with the bloggers from Mindanao. I have to mention Chick, Rob, and Edu of Cagayan de Oro, Jerome of Zamboanga, and the other Davao bloggers with me, Kuya Andrew and Irene, who's from Davao, but also from Bukidnon and Cagayan de Oro, depending on the month. And Paul Villacorta, who's from Davao, but currently working in Cebu City. So Jerome from Zamboanga was also there. He's also based in Cebu right now. And the Koy Caballes of Manila. He's based in Manila, but he has roots in Cebu. He was also there. And of course, the speakers from Manila, Ate Eileen, Tita Janet, JV, Juned, Tonyo. It was great seeing all those guys again. And of course, I'm very, very proud of our very own, he's from Davao again, Winston Batangyagit. He's come such a long way. You know, the first time I met him, he was a volunteer at one of our events here in Davao, and he was so eager to learn, very eager to help out. And right now, he's head organizer of a very good event, very, very successful. So congratulations, Winston and John, and the rest of the organizers of Cebu Blog Camp. two thumbs up to all of you. So I had a really wonderful time in Cebu. It was a very hectic schedule, but I had a good time and I learned a lot of new things. You know, there's always a lot of things that you can learn about no matter how old you are. I've been blogging for how many years, but I've learned a lot from this experience. Again, thank you to Winston for inviting me to be a speaker and to be part of his project. Chick for helping me out with my accommodations, and thank you to all the event sponsors for believing and trusting Winston and his team, even there if they're a young group and they're new in organizing such events. Thank you. And of course, I would like to thank my personal sponsor, Soul Lifestyle at Gaisano Mall of Davao, and Vimy Salon by Ada Dolosa, located at MacArthur Highway, Matina, that's in front of NCCC Mall of Davao, and of course, Casey Face and Body Care Center, located at Sequoia Inn, Monteverde Street, Davao City. So that's it. That's my first podcast, all about Cebu Blog Camp 2010. Their website is located at cebublogcamp.com. Again, that's cebublogcamp.com. All the links are going to be in the post with this podcast. Thank you very much for listening. I hope that you will still listen to my next few podcasts in the coming days. Thank you very much. Bye.